Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on Taraweeh Salah and the virtues of Taraweeh Salah. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Qiyami Laylatil Qadri wa Bayani Arja Layaliha, the chapter on the virtue of the night of Qadr and the explanation of its occurrence. This word Qadr, normally we attribute it to power. Often when we hear the surah, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, that verily we have revealed it in the night of power. That's what we are used to hearing. But this word qadr doesn't really mean power. What this word qadr means, it has got a few meanings just to understand. It's relating to the night of qadr, but this word qadr itself in Arabic, what does it mean? It has a few meanings. The first meaning is, it means grandeur. You know, you get the greatness and you get the grandeur. So this night is a night of grandeur, because the Quran Sharif, it was a very, very auspicious night, because the Quran Sharif was revealed in it, and because huge groups of angels descend in it. Also the one who engages in tawbah and istighfar in it will become one of grandeur and status. So it is a night of status, it is a night of grandeur because of this reasons. Other is, Qadr means decision. Second meaning of Qadr is decision. In this night, decisions for the coming year are handed over to the angels. The third meaning of Qadr is to be straitened. Straitened year can also mean crowded. That due to the abundant numbers of angels that descend in it, and the land becomes straitened, it becomes crowded. The malaika are coming, they're thronging down, going up, thronging down. So therefore this is known as the night of Qadr, because of the number of malaika that are descending. So this night is a speciality of this ummah. There are different narrations regarding the reasons for this ummah receiving this night. One narration states that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to know of the lifespans of the previous nations, and comparing them to the short lifespan of his ummah, he realized that they would not be able to perform as much good actions as those before them. Allah Ta'ala therefore bestowed this ummah with a night better than 1,000 months, which is equal to over 83 years. Now look at the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the ummahs, the previous ummahs, that they had such long lifespans, so they could do more good deeds. They could practice more and do good deeds. Now this was what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thinking of. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, that in this lifespan of ours that we got, how often we think that we must use this time that Allah has given us to do good deeds. Very often it's only this dunya. A person's morning and evening is only rotating around how I can make more money, how I can invest more, I can have a better house, I can have a better holiday, I can have a better car. This is what our minds go around. How often are we thinking that this time I can use that Allah has given me, so I can do more good actions, and one day it's going to help me when I really need this currency of a'mal that I'll need in the akhirat. When I need it, then I will have it. How often we think about this? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thinking about this for his ummah. And those people had so much of time to earn that currency for the akhirat. What about my ummah? Allah Ta'ala had given him this night of Qadr as a ni'mat, as a blessing. That your ummah has got such an easy chance, such a beautiful chance, that on one night's ibadat, they're getting the reward of over 1,000 months. Sawab, 1,000 month ibadat. So this is a great favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. Allah Ta'ala says, surely we revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr. Another ayat of the Quran, وقال تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. That surely we have revealed the Quran in a blessed night. The first ayat is saying revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr. The second is we have revealed the Quran in a blessed night. So in other words, this night is a very, very blessed night, the night of Qadr. And it's not too long away. We may be thinking, okay, this only got to do with the month of Ramadan. It's not very, very far away. Before we know it, the month of Ramadan will be here. And those that have already got themselves into a routine of waking up early for Fajr Salah, waking up for Tahajjud Salah, going early to the masjid, they've already got themselves in a routine of tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then for them to now go into the month of Ramadan and get the rewards and the benefits of the month of Ramadan become very, very easy. We'll continue with this, inshallah, with the rewards of the month of Ramadan. Just some things to get as far as Quran Sharif is concerned. Because Ramadan is the month of Quran. And The Quran is something that we should be having as part and parcel of our lives. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, he had seen Allah Ta'ala once in a dream. And he asked Allah Ta'ala, what is the best way of getting your closeness? Every one of us want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala told Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal that the best way is by reading Quran Sharif, by making constant recitation of Quran Sharif. So he asked Allah Ta'ala that, would meaning, without meaning, in other words, would understanding what I'm reading or without understanding? Here is a recipe. We all want to get close to Allah Ta'ala, an easy recipe by virtue of Quran Sharif, by making tilawat. So he asked Allah Ta'ala, reading with the understanding or without understanding? Allah Ta'ala mentions, whether you read with the understanding or without the understanding, a person will get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an easy recipe for us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our pious, they give an example. A person takes a tablet, say he's got a headache, and he takes a Panado. He doesn't know how that chemical reaction of that Panado works in the body. But that whether he knows how it works or he doesn't know how it works, that effect of that Panado will still be found as far as the headache is concerned, or of any painkiller for that matter, or any sugar tablet, or any pressure tablet. He doesn't know what is the chemical reaction that happens in the body, how it's working, but it still has its effect. So reading Quran Sharif is like that. Whether we can understand the meaning or we don't understand the meaning, it still has the effect on a person. And the pious of the past, they will get so much of enjoyment. There was a very pious person by the name of Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali. He was the direct student of Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He used to get so much of enjoyment in reading Quran that he would say that if Allah Ta'ala enters me into Jannah, and now I'm in Jannah, and if a whore has to come, I'll tell that whore that either you're going to read Quran Sharif by me, otherwise you go your own way. I don't have any need for you. In other words, I'm getting so much of enjoyment from Quran Sharif, I don't even need anything else. This was his condition. And the pious, many of them, that they would fix a time daily, that come what may, I must finish so much of Quran every day. Abu Bakr Ayyash rahmatullah alayh, that for 30 years of his life, he made one khatam of Quran every day in his tahajjud salah. 30 years, every day in the tahajjud, one khatam of Quran. It's not a small thing to do, but that love of Quran Sharif was there. Mujahid rahmatullah alayh was a student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anh. So he completed the tafsir of Quran Sharif 30 times by his ustad, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas. Not the translation, the tafsir of Quran he completed 30 times. This was the love. Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair rahmatullah alayh was a great tabi, was one of the 7 fuqaha of Madinah Sharif. He would fix for himself every day 7.5 siparas in his tahajjud salah. So every week he would complete 1 Quran Sharif. Anyway, his style was, in a day he'll go through the tafsir of those ayat. He'll go through it, he'll browse through it, and in a night he will read that same seven and a half siparas. So he gets a better understanding of what he's reading. One day his leg needed to be amputated. So his leg was amputated, it comes in the books, in the kitabs. That particular night, because of that operation that he had, and even when he was having that amputation, his level was so high, his connection with Allah Ta'ala was so high, that they offered to give him anesthetic. We'll give you anesthetic, because this is not a small operation. He said, how can I take something that will make me ghafil, will make me unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I can never ever take anything that's going to make me unaware of Allah Ta'ala. You all do what you all have to do. I'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while they were doing the amputation, he made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, it is mentioned that that night it was not possible for him to make that 7.5 siparas. The next night he read 15 siparas to cover up for what he missed the night before when he was ill. So this is the pious of the past. There are many, many incidents like this. How they won't leave out Quran Sharif for anything in the world. Allah Pak give us tawfiq also. Sometimes we got the time to read the Quran, and we must make the time. We make the time for everything else. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he says that if we haven't finished whatever quota we have, quota of Quran Sharif for the day, he says, don't have your supper. Easy way. For that day, if you didn't finish your quota, don't have your supper. You see how quickly we'll finish our quota of Quran Sharif. So if we give it a time daily, we give it a dedication, Allah will make it such that Quran Sharif will come. And Quran Sharif is such that the more you give it, the more it will give you. In other words, the more easier it will become to read, the more enjoyable it will become to read. I give the example of our Dawood Bhai, that he, towards the ending of his life, he came to tell me, I don't know how to read Quran. Please, if someone can teach me. And he started with these classes that we were having upstairs, Tajweed classes and Quran classes. And then he told me before he passed away that now I'm catching it and now I'm enjoying it. Allah Pak makes it such, if a person starts learning, he starts reading and he makes it as part of his life, if he passes away in that condition, Allah will raise him amongst the Ahlul Quran. Even though he wasn't a completed Hafiz, but he just started learning how to read Quran. That, oh Allah, if you give me the chance one day, I may be 70 years old now, maybe 80 years, but one day if you give me that opportunity of becoming a Hafiz, oh Allah, I'll take it. So he just starts off with that niyat, reading Quran, and he passes away like that. Allah will raise him up amongst the Huffaz, amongst the people that are Hafizul Quran. Such an easy way of doing it. There was one student that had passed away in our madrasa. He had finished about 16 siparas. And he passed away. Allah Ta'ala took him away. People go young, people go old. Life, there is no guarantee. One of his close relatives seen him in a dream. And he mentions, that now I have completed my Quran. Allah Ta'ala had appointed someone to teach him Quran in Akhirat. This is not something that is surprising. In Hazrat Ibrahim, Ibrahim, the son of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had passed away in infancy. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that there is a person, a woman that has been appointed to breastfeed him in Jannat. He was still a breastfeeding child. From the ulama explained that when a person starts a good deed in this world and he doesn't finish it, he passes away, Allah will allow that good deed to be completed in Jannah. It's not a small thing, it's a very, very great thing. We must make the niyat to start slowly. We don't have to start fast. Slowly we start making Quran part of our life. Inshallah, there's great hope that Allah will rise us up on the day of Qiyamah with the people of Quran. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil